This episode of the Steve Des Island Podcast is brought to you by militaryflashpatches.co.uk. If you're looking for any type of military patches, antique history, war medals, custom badges, military mugs, you name it, they have it here. This is the place to go. It's militaryflashpatches.co.uk. It's for everybody that is an enthusiast of World War II, whether it's German, British, the American militia. They provide reenactors, enthusiasts, you know, to come to this website and check out the quality kits and great prices they have. They have a variety of uniforms, equipment, boots, helmets, hats, caps, badges, insignia. It's everything is on stock. So if you're looking for something of that nature, go right now to militaryflashpatches.co.uk. And if you say Steve Des sent you, all orders are going to be dispatched in 24 hours. That's a great deal, guys. This podcast is also brought to you by Spectrum Communications. It's an award-winning, industry-recognized answering service and call center operating 24/7, 365 days a year out of Milwaukee area. Spectrum prides itself on its commitment to exceptional customer service and continuous investment in training and development for its staff. Many types and sizes of business can benefit from partnering with a high-quality answering service and call center. Whether you're a management firm, a law office, medical and dental practices, landscapers, technicians, plumbers, manufacturers, just to name a few, with Spectrum Communications, there are no more missed calls, no more missed opportunities, only peace of mind 24/7. Contact Spectrum Communications today to learn how you can help increase your opportunities, productivity, and customer satisfaction. Is www.spectrumcom.com or call 1-800-701-3559. This episode is also brought to you by LabTrip.com. They have personalized trip guides for your smartphone. You can create your own guide right in the palm of your hands. While you're on your trip, you can check out other guides created by other users, or you can just share yours with the entire world. Visit labtrip.com, that's labtrip.com. Personalized trip guides for your smartphone. And for my Spanish speakers, listen up. Este episodio ha sido traído a ustedes por labtrip.com, guías de viaje personalizadas para smartphones. Crea tu guía de viaje entre muchas propuestas. Busca otras guías creadas o comparte tu viaje para otros usuarios. Visita labtrip.com, es labtrip.com, guías de viajes personalizadas para tu smartphone. All right, guys, you guys ready to get this started? I am so ready. Let's go.
You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des here in the building. I'm here. Steve Des here with a brand new Steve Des Island podcast. The podcast I bring my amazing and famous and talented and amazing, great, and and I'm trying to think of more things to say.
All the descriptive words.
Everything I can't say. But, you know, just my talented friends. You guys know. You guys, I don't have to keep on repeating. I said my goal is to keep on saying that until I get to my 100th episode. And then after that, I won't say it anymore. So that's what I'm trying to do. But, yeah, guys, I'm here with a podcast. And, yeah, today's guest, she's been here before. Is the second time she's been here in this podcast. I told you we're going to be here again. I told you.
You did.
I'm so happy. And I'll make it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the actress, dancer, choreographer, and Vine famous now.
Woo-woo!
Miss Lady Avery York.
Hey!
What is going on, Avery?
Well, you know, just sitting over here being hungover, but happy to be here.
I know. You were telling me the story about last night and your ruckus.
The ruckus
returned last night and puked all over her own bed.
I did.
Or a pillow.
Well, yes, my pillow. I woke up and my pillow had a pile of barf on it, and That's really all you need to know about that.
That is disgusting. Because she was telling me this story, right? Right before she came here. And then she said, hey, you want a smoothie? And I'm like, yeah, I'm down. And then she brought this orange smoothie, right? That looks like what she probably puked last night. And I was like, should I even drink this? It's super sized, too.
It is. It's large.
Yeah.
But it's not puke.
No, it's good. It's really good. It's really good from your job.
I would explain my puke to you, but you don't want to know, so there you go.
Yeah. How many smoothies a day do you have at your job?
Like, how many do I personally drink, or how many do I make people?
No, you personally drink. Because I bet you make a lot.
I probably drink, like, 2 a day, maybe.
2 a day?
Yeah, I don't drink that many. It's usually my day off that I end up actually going and buying some.
Do you actually have to buy them, or can you get them for free?
I have to buy them.
Yeah. That,
I get a discount, but that's it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I worked at a movie theater called Regal Cinemas, pretty famous, guys, all over the United States and stuff. I had to buy my own stuff. And things in the movie theater are really expensive. We still got a discount, but it wasn't even that much, honestly.
I wanted to get a bottle of water the other day. I went to see Ender's Game.
$4.25.
And I was like, can I have a bottle of water? It was $5 for a bottle of water at the Rave Theater. Mm. And, $5. And I noticed it right as he was, like, bringing it up to me. And I was like, you know what? Never mind. Please put that back. I will just stay thirsty.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $5 for water. He's like, it's a big-sized water. And it was smaller than this freaking smoothie.
Still, it doesn't justify. Because even I still remember the prices of Regal. Because I did hardcore training when I was there. So I know the small bottle of water that you can get in any vending machine, probably for $1. They sell it for like $4.25, and then the large one, $4.75.
A
50-cent difference. So you go like, do I want the big one or the small one? It doesn't matter. Still, all of them are expensive. $5
for water.
Honestly. That is free if you go to the beach. But then you have to filtrate it.
You could just drink the water at the beach and then die.
Pretty much. Well, not entirely die, because I've swallowed beach water before.
And if you drank a lot, you would dehydrate yourself and die.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think it's nasty to just... That's one of the reasons I don't even get on the beach anymore. Because imagine, like, the beach has been there for years and years and years.
I always pee in the ocean.
That's what I'm saying. You have peed in the ocean. I have peed in the ocean. I bet there's millions, not even millions, billions, not even billions, trillions of people that have peed in the ocean.
Yeah.
Imagine the people that have done other stuff to that ocean.
Yeah.
Which is the same ocean that we all share together, and we've been sharing for the past thousands and thousands of years.
And think about those poor dolphins that have to live in it.
Yeah, that's why I don't get my ass in that water when I go to the beach. I just go and look around and then go back to my place. That's what I do on my beach days whenever I have one.
I like to get in the water. I like to boogie board.
I used to love boogie boarding. I used to surf as well.
Oh, I can't surf.
Oh, I used to surf because I live in, Puerto Rico. It's one of the places to go surfing, especially during hurricane season. It's really popular because that's where you get the big-ass waves.
Right.
But one time I was in this place called Luquillo. It's a little city there in Puerto Rico. And it's like there's this beach called Blue Beach, which is Playa Azul in Spanish. And they have big waves. It was pretty recognized for their big waves. And one day I was there surfing, and I got caught in a wave, and like my hand was like stuck to the ground, but then the rest of my body was kind of spinning around.
Oh.
So it's one of those moments that you literally have to just give in. You can't resist or nothing like that. Like, you just have to give in, relax, and just let it finish when it's over. And hopefully you're still alive. And, like, I just let it happen. And finally, after, like, I kid you not, after like 2 minutes or so of me just doing constantly spinning and my left hand stuck, I came out, I couldn't feel my arms, and everything I saw was complete white.
Oh,
like, I went blind for a couple minutes. And so I wasn't seeing anything, and then, like, the people that I was with, they saw me, like, literally, like, crawling like a baby.
Oh, man.
And they picked me up, and, like, they just poured. They only had, like, beer and soda, which is not the most reliable.
Drink this beer.
Was not the most reliable thing, but they were just pouring beer and soda in my face so I can, like, come into my senses again. And they were like, we're going to take you to the hospital. And when I was getting rushed to the car, I was like, yeah, fuck it, I gotta go to the hospital. I'm gonna die.
Right.
And then like at that time also, I was a teenager. I was probably around my early, 14, 15, 16s. So I was like, no, because then my mom finds out, like, I'm gonna get in so much trouble.
Oh my God! Yes, the surfer voice.
The surfer voice. Yes. Yeah, I brought it. Yeah, like, I'm going to get in so much trouble, dude. No, I can't. And so I just...
My mom will smell the beer.
My mom's going to smell the beer and everything. No, I shouldn't do it, dude. So I just, like, literally, like, just fell on the ground there on the sand. And I was just looking up until I came into my senses. I was starting to see color now.
Mm-hmm.
And starting to see people, like actual people, because before I was just seeing silhouettes and stuff. I wasn't seeing,
oh my God,
like,
that's so scary.
It's scary as hell, and that made me quit. That's when I said, well, surfing and boogie boarding and all that stuff is not for me. I just found that out today. I saw the light.
Literally.
I literally saw the light.
That's crazy.
It's insane. I don't recommend it to anybody to go through that experience.
That's about how I feel with riding a bike.
Hmm.
I don't know how to ride a bike. And
at all?
No.
What?
I can't ride a bike.
Why you can't?
I have no idea. I have no...
You never trained?
I don't have the right coordination, apparently. My mom tried to teach me. My dad tried to teach me. My friends all tried to teach me. Like, finally one day, my mom was like, you're fucking stupid. You're never going to get this.
Did you ever rode a bike with, like, the training wheels on and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was fine. But the second they came off, I would just...
Did they took both of them off? Or they took one and then the other one?
They would, like, you know, you, like, lift them and lift them and lift them, and I'd be fine as long as they were on, even if they weren't touching the ground ever. And then, like the second my dad would take them off, I'd just, like, sit on it and be like, boop, and fall, like, on my head or something. Really stupid.
Oh, wow. How I was raised, it was basically, at least everybody in my neighborhood was doing this. It was like, we had the bike, right, and we had the training wheels. So, you know, you learn to be stable no matter what in training wheels. And it's like having the bumpers up, and like if you're playing bowling, like, mm-hmm, you're gonna hit some pins no matter what. So basically, after a while, after you get used to that, I mean, anybody can get used to that, but, you know, for kids, then they take one off and they just leave you one. So basically, you see all the kids just going to one side. If they left the left side or the right side, they just go straight to the right or straight to the left. They're just like
leaning
over and just riding it. And then the moment of truth comes when they take that one off. And my experience was, I was at this park in Puerto Rico, right, in San Juan, the capital of Puerto Rico, guys. Yeah. So I was there on my bike, and, like, there's my mom and my dad, and it's this little playground that it just goes in circles, right? So they're basically grabbing me while I was riding it. You know, they had, like, their hand around my waist and stuff and just guiding me to, like, have that balance. And I was going and going and going. They're like, yeah, yeah, you can do it. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I can. And I was just going and going and going until there was a moment that I literally said, damn, this feels so, like, I feel great doing this and stuff. And I don't even hear them anymore. I literally, in that moment, I look back. And they're not grabbing me.
Yeah.
They just let me go, and I just fell.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck.
I think that's what it is. I think I panic. But even now, like, I've tried to get on a bike recently and just, like, okay, maybe because I'm grown and, like, am not going to be afraid. I can just do this. I won't panic or whatever. I can just get on and maybe I'll be able to do it. Same thing. Like, I get on that, I start pedaling, and I'm like, the handles are all going every direction and crash.
Nah, we have to go bike riding. You need to learn this. It's a necessary skill.
I think that we should make a Vine of me crashing on a bike. That's what I think.
That's what you think. Let's do it. Let's do it for your channel. If you want to do it, let's do it. No, but it's a necessary skill. What about if you got this big commercial or this big whatever role and it requires you to like ride a bike, and then you go, guys, I don't know how to ride a bike. They're like, okay, thank you for coming. We're going to replace you right now.
Yeah, well, you know what? They should definitely let you know if you have to do a skill like that.
Well,
you know, they're like, we need someone who can rollerblade, or we need someone who can roller skate, or we need someone who can skateboard. But then everyone just assumes you can ride a bike.
Yeah.
They should tell you. We need someone who can ride a bike.
Yeah, I don't even have that on my resume or anything. Like, riding a bike is a basic skill everybody has. And Avery doesn't have it.
I can rollerblade and roller skate.
Well, see, but that's a skill not everybody has. Because not everybody had rollerblades. But everybody had a bike. Come on, everybody. Even poor kids in Africa. Even poor kids in Africa, they make bikes out of rocks and sticks.
Of poor kids in Africa, this lady came into my work the other day, well, at Robex. Woo! And
she said, I was a poor kid in Africa.
No.
And now I made it because I bought smoothie from your place.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here. No. I forgot. Oh, yeah, that's the story I was telling. Okay, I made this juice for her. And there was a little bit left over. And we're not supposed to give them the extras. Like, if we have something left over, we're supposed to throw it away. Like, we're not supposed to give them more. Like, because then, I don't know. I don't really know why. But she was getting mad and like, you shouldn't throw that away. And I was like, well, I have to. So, yeah, I should. And she's like, what about the starving kids in Africa? And I was like, okay, lady, if I give you extra juice, are you gonna, like, get on a plane to Africa and give it to a little kid? I was like, you're not gonna fucking feed those children with that juice. I'm throwing it away.
Some people, dude. Some people, I tell you.
I mean, I was just like, that's not even an argument in this situation because what are you gonna do? Like, okay, you didn't feed any starving kid in Africa. You just got some free fucking juice.
Pretty much.
People are weird.
They're like, yeah, just give me that extra juice for me. And in my heart, it's going to be for the starving kids in Africa.
See, if she said that, then I'd say, oh, well, okay, that's kind of silly, but okay. But what about the starving kids in Africa? You're just wasting that. Okay, because me wasting it is going to not feed them.
She basically said, I want some more. Can you give me some more?
Basically.
Can you give me some more for free?
That's all you got to do. Give me some more for free. And I'm going to say no. But this time I said, no, you're stupid.
You never give extra?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not allowed.
Are you like, cameras are watching you? There's a boss behind you every time you do a transaction?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
There has to be sometimes that you can, like, who pays attention to the camera? Come on.
No kidding. The owner of our store, like, watches them.
And then he masturbates to it.
I hope not. But that's kind of fun. That's a funny thought, actually.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pour that smoothie. Oh, yeah.
Nasty. That's gross.
Blend it more.
That's gross. Ugh. Yeah, talk about the poor children in Africa. Give her that extra juice, Avery. And that's how this podcast turns sexual real quick.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Talk about sexual. Right now, you're really popular on Vine, or getting pretty popular on Vine. Specifically, I mean, there's been videos around and around, But specifically, there's been this little video going around of you twerking like Miley Cyrus.
Yes, except better because I have more ass than her.
Heard that, Miley Cyrus?
All right. For anyone out there who loves Miley, I love Miley. She is my girl. But she doesn't have as much of a butt as she likes to say she does. So that's that.
Nah, she's flat.
There you go.
She's flatter than flat. That's just sad.
But you guys should go on Vine and check out the video and stuff.
Hell yeah. She's coming out with new material, new comedy for all y'all in 6 seconds.
In 6 seconds.
In 6 seconds. And who got you involved in this whole Vine thing? I want to know because
the amazing person that got me involved with Vine would happen to be the one and only Steve Dez.
Oh, what? What? Steve? Who's the Steve Dez you speak of?
Steve Dez is this guy that I know that happens to have this podcast that I sometimes am on. And
Is it a really famous podcast? Is it like syndicated in Stitcher Radio and iTunes and Audioboo FM and Tune and SteveDez.com and so many different other platforms like YouTube.com?
It definitely is.
Oh, my God. I've heard of that guy. I've just heard.
He's funny. And
I heard he is hilarious.
And he's.
All his shows are sold out.
Don't we all love talking in the third person?
But that's cool. You're getting into Vine, which is awesome. I'm glad you decided to be part of this thing that I'm making. Trying to create and push everybody forward. You have to reach, especially social media wise, you have to be up to date with everything that's going on, because maybe the hot thing right now is that is Vine, but in a couple more months, in a year or so, who knows, there's gonna be something else,
right?
And that's all it is. You gotta be hopping and try to conquering those ones in particular. And But I'm so glad that you're part of this, because you saw already how it is, basically, starting last week. It's super fun. It's just friends getting together and just making
It's awesome.
Funny stuff or creative stuff happen.
I like it a lot.
You like it a lot?
Mm-hmm.
You like my friends?
I do like your friends.
Yeah, they're cool people.
Your friends think I'm crazy?
Do my friends think you're crazy?
Mm-hmm.
No, they think you're awesome because you're down for whatever, basically. And like, hey, we're going to do a sketch about you shaking your booty. You're like, yeah, I'm down. Oh, we're going to do a sketch. You're going to be my wife, and we're going to be in bed doing this stuff. Oh, yeah, I'm down. Let's do it.
I love your, impression of my voice.
I'm trying to go as high as I can.
I do have a very high voice.
Mm-hmm. Not as much as have you heard of this girl on Vine called Megan McCarthy? Never heard of that?
Mm-mm.
She has a really high-pitched voice, and she's 21 or 22 years old.
Dang. I'll have to look at it now.
Yeah, but she has the voice of a 7-year-old kid.
Yikes.
I kid you not. I wish I had internet so I can pull it up right now. Guys, I don't have internet, which sucks. It sucks.
I don't have it in my house either. We actually are paying for two services. We're using two different internets. We have AT&T internet, and it doesn't work. Thank you, AT&T. And also we have Time Warner, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not that many providers out here. It has to be either that or Verizon Fios. If it covers your area. But it's basically the monopoly, at least in California, is basically Time Warner or AT&T. That's mm-hmm. the real competition.
But we have both. We are paying for two internet services, and neither of them have worked for a week.
What? Well, the thing with AT&T, and that's the reason I don't even go to with AT&T, is because they have a limit. They, you pay for data. Like how you pay for your phone.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with their internet. It's because I did it once and it sucked because I'm constantly downloading and uploading and just using data so much, especially in the computer. And And like one time, like I had it, and literally in a day, it says, "Whoa, you exceeded your limit." In one day that
right?
I had
That's
it.
That's how I am on my phone.
And it's like, you won't have any service till next month. It's like, what? No. No. And I went and canceled that shit. I'm like, no. I need unlimited in my life.
Yeah.
And the only option I have is Time Warner. So Time Warner right now is sucking because my internet's down, like I said again. And I'm actually paying for my internet and, you know, being a responsible kid. And but it's just, man, my internet's down. It's been down for like 6 hours or eight, and I'm pissed. I'm pissed. I'm livid right now.
Let's fight.
Let's fight. Let's
do it.
Yeah,
let's go find Time Warner.
How you can?
Let's fight. Let's be like, hey, you're the Time Warner guy? Oh, well, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Steve Dez. Sorry to do this, buddy, but pow, and just knock him out.
See, my punch will be more like pew. You went like pow. You went old comics Batman style. Pow!
You know
wham!
You
wham.
Know I do love me comics. I love comics.
Have you seen that movie? That it was a really old movie. It's like a 1950s movie, I think it is, about Batman. They're like on a boat. The whole mission, I think, is on a boat. And everybody's there, like Catwoman and the Penguin and
yeah,
Joker.
Yeah, I have that one. The it's one really with Adam West.
I think so. It's the one with Adam West. And,
that's
they, and when they
favorite.
Fight, it says wham.
That is
pow.
My favorite.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That one's crazy.
Okay, so funny story. That movie actually potty trained me.
What?
Yes. Okay, when I was little, my mom, would she couldn't stand it because I was, like, potty trained in the fact that, like, I knew when I need to go to the bathroom and whatever. But basically, I was just stubborn and I just... pee on myself anyway and not care.
That is gross.
Shut up. But my mom was like, you need to stop doing that. You know how to go to the bathroom. Stop doing this. And I'd be like, no. And I just do it anyway. And then one day I was watching that the old Batman movie and Robin is in it and, you know, he has that little, his little costume with the little, like, underwear, like, Spanx on, you know?
Mm.
And I was watching it, and at one point I go, Mom, I want to wear big girl panties like Robin.
Oh, you call Robin a girl.
And from then on, I never had to wear a diaper again.
There you go. Did you pee on yourself then?
What?
Did you pee on yourself then?
No.
When you had the big boy panties?
Mom, I want to wear big girl panties like Robin.
There you go.
See, and people say that comics and comic book characters are silly.
They're not.
No, they trained me to be a normal human being that doesn't pee on themselves.
Pretty much. They're great. I love comics. I'm a big fan of comics. I don't collect comics myself. I have some comics that I've been given or I bought at a random time. But I'm not a big collector of them. I wish I was, because there's a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
I heard. I've been hearing.
I have a very large collection.
Is it a valuable collection? Or is it like a new one then?
I have a few things that are probably pretty valuable. But as a whole, no, it's not that valuable.
You know what's cool also is to hang at comic shops. I think that's pretty cool. Like when in Groundlings, one of the places I study at, there's a comic shop right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I either go see a show or I train there or whatever it is, I always stop there. And I just look at the people there, like just either staring or either the majority, they hold tournaments there. They do like trading cards or whatever mm-hmm. it is. Like
tabletop games like Warhammer and D&D.
Yeah, they
and
do
stuff.
Magic and
magic.
All that stuff. And like just looking at that is fun. I remember there was a time back when I was in elementary school that it was like I was like one of those kids. Like we would like go and sit and like play cards like our entire lunch break, our entire break, whatever it was. Or after, you know, after class, we just sit there and then play and trade cards. Be like, oh, I got this one. Hey, can you trade me for this one? And it just reminds me of that time. It's like, it's so cool that they still are doing that. I would have thought that that would have been already, like, wiped out of existence.
Right. There will always be nerds in the world, Steve.
There will always be nerds. You're one of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are the things you like? You like cosplaying.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm surprised you don't have like an album just full of like, this is me cosplaying.
Right.
And just pictures.
I want to get to that point. Definitely. I haven't been doing it for very long because I'm not very good at sewing. Mm. But my roommate Lola is really good at it. So now I've been working on costumes and stuff with her. So that's helpful because we're actually getting stuff done and it looks nice instead of like me really shitty like tying up string to hold things together. But I'm working on Harley Quinn costume right now from Injustice, and it's a badass costume.
Badass.
Yeah, there's a lot of boob though.
A lot of boob. Hey, that's just gonna make you more popular, if anything.
Sex sells.
Sex sells, guys. Sex sells. Look at Nicki Minaj.
Very true. Oh, I saw a little like internet meme thing with like it was Nicki Minaj. And I don't even know what video it was from because I don't really listen to her. But it was like it said, "Hey, there's some good music going along with this porn."
Oh. Oh my God! I bet there's tons of kids there. They're the music video whackers out there that they just look at music videos like that or try to look for uncut versions and be like,
I watch Miley Cyrus videos and have an issue keeping my hands up here.
What? What? Confessions in the Steve Des Island podcast. Hold up. Oh, wait a minute. Let's go back to that subject. What is happening? Oh my God, now I thought you weren't gonna top yourself in the level of grossness, but the gross ometer is just
Come
got
on,
filled
Steve,
up.
Steve, you know I'm nasty.
No, I know you're nasty, but not that nasty, to the point of like Miley Cyrus music videos.
Okay, so there's that one that she's in. It's called 23.
I haven't seen it.
With like, Juicy J or something.
Oh, I seen pictures of because they've done memes. She has like a bull shirt.
Uh huh.
I seen that picture because they did
that
a meme
video. She's so freaking hot.
They did a meme of that and like Michael Jordan crying or something. It was really funny.
Yeah, that's funny. But no, she's. And when I watch Wrecking Ball, half of me wants to cry because it's like such a beautiful, sad song. And then the other half of me is just like, but you're naked. Why are you naked? I don't know how to react to this. Okay, I think I'm going to stop this now and go in the other room.
I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of her, you know? I support her in the sense of like, I feel like, especially in this business, there's a moment where you have to say either I am going to keep on trying to suck up and be this person that they want me to be, or you just have to not give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And
do whatever
I'm a per-
you want.
Yeah, and I'm a person that I'm all the way through with not giving a fuck.
Right.
But I admire so much people that they don't give a fuck. They just go and do stuff. Because the same with me, like, for example, way before I started this whole career, that I was just trying to get over here and like do the whole acting thing, comedy thing. I had many people tell me, "Oh, you're not gonna do it, or whatever. Or you're gonna have to suck up to so many people, or you have to do this and that, whatever." And
sucking
I'm like,
up
you know,
only
what?
Gets you so far.
Yeah, it's only gonna get you so far.
Because you can't please everyone. So
yeah. And why would you want to be this particular character or mold of a person that you're not really, it's not what you really are? And that's one of the reasons why I even made this podcast, is because this is who I am. This is just bluntly me. This is Avery Nasty Ruckus. And And yeah, this is us. This is how we are in normal human life, you know, behavior. And the whole divine bits, too. It's like, yeah, we're making fun of stuff, but this is who we are, you know,
yeah.
as people and as friends. And it's great. And I'm a big fan, again, of those things. Don't give me a fuck. But, again, I am not a big fan of Miley Cyrus just because I don't find her attractive.
Yeah.
I think she's talented in some ways, but not a big fan. I'm just not a big fan.
Makes sense.
You know, it's not my cup of tea. It's like stand-up.
That's very fair. Mm-hmm. That's so, very fair.
It's like stand-up. There's not... I don't think singing, stand-up, all that stuff, you don't really... You can't have categories in the sense of like... Oh, this person is the best of all time. Oh, Michael Jackson is the best. Oh, Prince is the best of all time. You can't say that. Yeah, there's a category of like
different
greatness.
Styles, more stuff.
But it's all different styles. It's all about, you know, what you like and stuff. Me, I'm not a. For example, I like all types of music, but my least type of genre that I don't particularly listen to. I don't hate it entirely, but I don't particularly listen to is country.
Right.
But I bet someone like you. Or
somebody like me.
Or, you know, because you're from Texas. Mm-hmm. Or some other people, you know, they say, that's the best type of music of all time. The best type of music, man.
I was about to say, what kind of voice is that, Steve?
That's the guy from Texas. I'm just the best type of music, man. It's the best type of music. I don't know why you're not hearing that, man, because that's the best type of music. As a guy eating a hoagie and talking at the same time.
I was about to say, it's like somebody with their mouth really full and...
Man, this hoagie's delicious.
I think the word
don't
hoagie
break
is funny.
My heart, my egg, and break my heart.
Hey, that's Miley Cyrus' dad.
Yeah, that's the only song I know.
I actually saw him in concert when I was a child.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, you're really Texan then. You're deep, deep, deep.
From the dirty South.
Do you burn Negroes too over there? did you set up a KKK factory over there?
No.
No, that's hardcore right there.
No, I'm from the dirty South. I'm from the part of the South where like 90% of everyone there is black. Mm. So more than likely that wouldn't work out well.
You know what part?
If I chose to do that, then I think that I would probably die a horrible death.
One place in the world that is completely racist is Northern Florida. Oh, my God. The type of racism you encounter there, it's insane.
Yeah?
Yeah. Insane. Like, there's this town called Lake City. It's full of, like, white people, and they hate black people. Like, they hate them. And I'm in shock that is still happening, you know?
Yeah, like, that's... Why?
I was like, literally when I lived... Because that's when I lived up in Gainesville when I was going to UF and all that.
Uh-huh.
I went there, and I, you know, I met people. I always love meeting people, so I met different types of people. And I met a couple of girls, and they were from Lake City. And, like, they even told me, like, yo, if my dad finds out, like, he's going to kill you. And, like, things like that. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, did I went back into the 1800s or something? Like, I don't know. It's insane. It's insane that is even an issue in 2013.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like, I don't get that at all.
I don't know, man. It's just I sometimes I feel we're making like 50 steps towards the future, and then we make like 52 back.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
Because like, much. Oh, okay. So weed is legalized in like a couple states now, and now gay marriage is also legalized in a bunch of states right now. But then, wait, white people still hate black people? Really? They want to burn them and make them slaves? Really? That is happening. Wow. Wow. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's insane.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm... How can we fix this world? Do you realize that your president is black, folks? Do you realize that? Come on.
Yes, people realize that. And 99% of America seems to hate that.
Yeah. But no matter what, hate is going to be there. No matter what. It's just being jammed to our society so much. Like the whole news thing. Like, every time I literally... Oh, you were there. Were you there or did you left at that time?
Where?
When we were filming, we were talking about that. When we were filming the Vine bits last week, we were watching the news.
Yeah.
I think that's where you probably left.
I think I left because I wasn't probably watching the news.
Yeah, we were sitting on the couch and we were watching the news. Literally, there were, I kid you not, about 18 straight stories just bad things. The first one, five people get shot. The next one, two people get stabbed at a mall. And the other one, this person got kicked in the head in school and died. And then this other one, this little girl got raped. And like it just kept going. Like,
yeah.
18 straight. Like, and they won't even stay in the story for that long. Like, they will be in that story for like 2-3 minutes, and then they will move on to the next one. And it was just nonstop. Then let's go to commercial break. And then they would come right back. And then bam, 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 more sad news. And
hi, thank you for watching the news. Tonight we're going to make your life very sad and depressing. Mm-hmm. I hope you cry by the end of our our show tonight. Oh, wait, we're out of time. But don't worry, tomorrow we'll be back with more depressing news.
Yeah, and it just shocks me because, for example, me, I'm a person with a sense of humor. I see that and I laugh. I honestly laugh just because it's like, really? That's where we're at right now? But the thing is, me thinking of other perspectives, I'm like, why... What about, like, the person that is working their entire day, the entire day? They wake up at 6 in the morning. They go to work. They come home probably at 9 p.m. because they're working the entire freaking day. And when they come home, what they do is turn on the news and to go to sleep. And they're listening, like, 18 full stories about, like, depressing shit. And then you go to sleep with all that in your mind. Because that's stored forever in your mind now, especially that night. Like, that's the night you're going to remember the most, either you or your subconscious. And then when you wake up, you're feeling all depressed. You don't want to go to work. And then you go and have a rough day. But then you're thinking all this because the news are making you feel this way, too.
Yeah.
You know, you already hate your job. Now, now you're depressed like, oh, my God, I won't work at Target because they just killed two people over there. I won't work at this place. They just did this and that other place.
They do such a good job of talking about everything bad. And they never talk about any good news. Because there's plenty of... Okay, there's... Not saying that we should ignore the bad things. Like,
No, we shouldn't.
We should be aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But, like, the same time, then something great happens... somewhere, and that it gets like and today there was a walk for cancer and stuff over here, but in other news this little girl was raped and we're going to talk about it for 30 minutes and you're not even going to remember that somebody was like doing something good that day.
And I'm not saying like the news necessarily have to be entirely positive, because again, we will be oblivious to what's really happening throughout the world,
right?
And we need to be aware of what's happening. But I'm just saying, pepper in between, like, some positive, from some positivity. Why do you have to wait till the end to show me that squirrel that is swimming in the water, all happy? And, they always have at the end, like, oh, look at the mommy the cow just learned how to say hi. And, like, let's talk to this cow. It's a stupid news. But it's funny, uplifting, and people, you're laughing right now, and I'm just making this shit up.
I'm just picturing a cow, like, waving its hoof in the air.
Yeah, look, the little parakeet now travels the world and sends mail to everybody. Like, I don't know. So, things like that, just pepper in between. I'm not saying stupid news, but I'm just saying something to lift people up. Come on, it doesn't have to be all depressing and sad.
Yeah.
You need to take improv classes because you're supposed to say yes and.
Right.
You only say yeah.
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 Okay, I'm really bad at improv. Like, really bad at it. I think it's fun, and I like to play improv games, but I'm terrible. I'm so terrible because I laugh. I can't keep a straight face. Mm-hmm. If I say something funny, I just laugh. And then, you know, you've just ruined it, pretty much.
You know, there's actually this company that they give out free improv classes. Like, they give you, like, up to level, like, 6, and they're all entirely free.
Where?
It's called Monkey Butler.
Oh, I've heard of that.
You heard of that? They're all over L.A. I haven't gone yet because I've been doing, like, the legit stuff, people. Second City and the UCB, the ones you pay for, you know?
Oh, yeah, legit.
But I want to go because it really, you know, interests me that people are even doing this, which is, don't get me wrong, that is awesome that they're giving out free improv for people. But it just amazes me that they're actually doing it and it's all free. Like, you literally don't pay a single dime to anybody. And they have so many districts now. Like, they're in Silver Lake, they're in North Hollywood, there's one in Hollywood, there's one in Whittier, San Bernardino.
How do they make money to stay open?
Know.
Like, is it donation based? Like,
I absolutely have no idea.
Do they put on shows and
they have a website and everything?
I don't know. That's crazy.
I don't get it, but there's a lot of people going.
That's
and
cool.
I have a lot of friends going. They tell me it's amazing and great. And you should totally check it out if you want to take some classes, and you know, you don't have to spend a single dime, which is great.
Yeah, because I'm poor.
So. Yeah, you know it. I'm poor, too. We're all poor. We live in the struggle.
The struggle is real.
The struggle is real, people. The struggle is real. But then again, we're actually richer than anybody else, if you think about it. Because everything balances out, because everything in L.A. is so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But for example, if the kind of money we're making out here, if we were living, like, in another state, like, let's say in the East Coast or even in Puerto Rico, you know, it's the cheap, really cheap place. And, like, if you go there, like, you'd be balling. Balling.
Yeah, if I was back in Texas making the money I'm making now, I would, like, probably have a house and a nice car. And
with the amount of money I have right now, I will rent a house in Florida and I would buy a house in Puerto Rico.
Hell yeah.
But not entirely buy it. I will be paying mortgages and all that. But
right. But of course, you are richer than I.
Than you?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did you ever remember when you were on Take It All?
Yeah, I remember that.
Did you ever get the money from that?
Yeah, I did. And that money went right away.
I was about to say, what'd you blow it on?
I blew it on student loans.
Okay. Yeah, well, then that's not blowing it. That's, you know, that's responsible.
That's the smart way. In a way, I feel like I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh my God, why? You know,
I could have done cool, fun things with that money.
Yeah, I could have gone to Disney with it, or whatever. But it's a smart thing, you know.
And
debt is the first thing you want to take care of. Especially for all y'all that are in college, I will say always be responsible with everything you do, especially with money. Try to save as much as you can and also do the smart things with it. Don't be blowing shit on bitches and strippers and crazy stuff. You don't need that. You don't need that at all. Like, it's fun. Yeah, I get the sound of a stripper sounds good on a Thursday night, but... But
hey, Steve, today's Thursday. You gonna get a stripper later?
Hey. I gotta call my student loan people to see if they loan me some money. but do the responsible thing. It's you know, if a family member needs help, help them. If who knows, if you have to pay student loans, you have credit card payments, whatever it is, do the responsible thing first. Then the rest will eventually come, and you know, and
pay your rent.
For example, one of the things I really wanted to do, and I still have it in the back of my head, and I still haven't done it, is skydiving.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping to go skydiving.
I never want to do that.
But now I don't have the money for it. You know, I'm like, but I'm gonna go. Probably on my next birthday, I might do it.
Your next big check.
My next big check. You're just going to go skydiving straight up. I was also waiting on my roommate when I, because right when I got the money, I'm like, I'm going to go skydiving. And I told my roommate, I'm like, yo, let's go skydiving. He's like, well, wait. Let's wait a few months because I don't have the money for it right now. But I want to go. So, and that's the worst thing you can do. Because I waited for like 5 months and then I'm like, yo, let's go skydiving. And he's like, well, I don't have the money yet. And it's like, if you wait on another person to do something, you're never going to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why you got to start your things alone, people.
Be independent.
Be independent forever.
You know, don't be ashamed to be that person eating alone at Olive Garden. If you want Olive Garden, go fucking get some soup and salad
fuck
for
it.
Lunch.
Why do you need a date?
You don't have to take a friend with you. Go by yourself. More than likely, some really awkward waiter will hit on you a lot and
hell
then
yeah.
ask for your number, and you have to tell them no.
And never remember your order.
Only in the middle of your lunch, you know, your food. So then they have to keep coming back and ask you awkwardly, like, if you're okay. And you awkwardly look at them like, yeah, it's fine. Leave me alone, you creep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This has never happened to me. I don't. Yeah.
Has never happened to you? Ever?
No, that's why I don't have any, you know, specifics or anything.
Mm-hmm. I've been a loner, like, my entire life, pretty much. I like taking, like, long walks by myself. On the beach.
Do you take yourself
the streets.
I was about to say, do you take yourself on long walks on the beach?
On the beach and on Compton.
On Compton.
Know, I just like the adventure. I just like the
well,
adventure.
Well, you know, sometimes I go running in Inglewood.
In Inglewood?
Yeah. Inglewood.
Inglewood. Sometimes I give toys to kids in Inglewood. That's what I did last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, I bought, like, that's one of the things that I did is, and that was. I did that before the show aired, just because I already knew stuff. And I'm like, I'm going to do something I had never done before. And, like, I spent about $1,000 of my own money, straight up own money, because I didn't have no NBC money or anything.
Wow.
And I went to Toys R Us and filled out, like, about 3 carts of just toys. And I gave there's this event that they do every year called Hollywood Gives. It's a charity that my friend shout out to my girl Charlotte Marie, the producer from Charm M Productions. She does this big event that she like collects a bunch of like toys and things like that, and she gives it out away to kids that need toys. And I did some of that for her, and the rest I did
oh,
it for Inglewood.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, you know. You worked with her, and we worked together on the short film.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Lie With Me. That's
that
the name.
One.
That's the name of the short film. Lie With Me. Because the working title was Amanda, which is the lead actress of it. That's her name of her. The real name and her fake name, too.
Yeah, that's
it's
really
pretty
funny.
Awesome. Yeah. I always like when I get roles like that. Oh, I'm Steve. And my real name is Steve.
Yeah.
Or I get a Steven. Oh, Steven. You know? It's always fun to get those. Oh, the
I don't really get very many. Hey, your character name is Avery, and you're Avery.
Nah, it's rare.
Although, funny thing. So there's this guy I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been hanging out at my house a little bit because he's one of my roommates, really good friends. And he's really cool and everything. And we kind of had a party and we were all sort of drinking and stuff. And, like, I was sort of, like, flirting with him and everything. And then I looked on his wrist and saw he had a tattoo on his wrist that says Avery Quinn. Which, if any of you guys know, that's my first and middle name. And then it all, like, came. Anyway, long story short, he has a daughter, and her name is Avery Quinn. Like, that's her first and middle name, and I was like, that's so weird.
And now you're a stepmother?
I'm going to not flirt anymore because you have my name on your body, so that's awkward.
And on your daughter.
And on your daughter, yes. Hi. This is my girlfriend, Avery Quinn, and this is my daughter, Avery Quinn.
Is he a single father, or is he...
Like, well, I mean, it's him and his, like, ex's kid, but he's not with his ex anymore.
So his ex got the kid, or he has the kid?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. I was just making sure. Just because I thought you were going to say the next line was going to be, oh, and I'm the stepmother now.
That would be awkward. No.
Yeah, I think it would be cool. Imagine that. Like, well, you have now a daughter that is named after you. He has a tattoo with your name on it, your name and middle name on it. And then right. You're the mom. See, bam, that's the story of your life.
Right? Whatever, you never know. No, but my roommate, he's like, come on, you have to sleep with him. You have to sleep with him. You just, his daughter has your name. You have to sleep with him.
Nah, I don't agree with that. You should choose whoever you choose to sleep with. If any random creep on Vine is telling you nice titties, you should not sleep with
them. And there are lots of those right now.
Oh my God, tons, tons, tons. There's tons of rushers too, I've seen. Rushers and One Direction people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of people on the Harry Styles one commenting like, oh my God, I can't believe you just call Harry Styles gay.
Oh my gosh, I know. Well, I'm laughing about that too because, of course, as you know, I'm a directioner and
That's what they're called, directioner?
Yeah.
Who comes up with the names?
I don't know.
The believers?
Yeah, there's believers.
The directioners.
Directioners. The rushers.
What else is there?
Katy Perry's people are called Katy Cats.
Katy Cats?
Mm-hmm. And
the Lady Gaga's the Little Monsters?
Yeah, Little Monsters.
The Rihanna people, the stoners? Dead Air.
Something Army. I know, sorry.
Dead Air in Space.
Right, I was thinking. And
I was
going to
say,
it.
Whoa, that pause was for 5 minutes.
I know, I was like, okay, too slow. Like Austin Mahomes, people are called Mahomies.
Mahomies.
Mm-hmm.
Do they come up with it? I know, I'm pretty sure, like, I know Lady Gaga and all the, they created it.
I feel like sometimes the fans make them up and sometimes the artists do. Just kind of whoever gets to it first.
What about, I thought on the last podcast we did, you were saying that you were going to be creating a fan page and stuff about me. And that never happened.
I never did it.
And I was waiting on it. I was like, oh my God, what am I, my little monster's going to be called? I can't say Little Monsters because that's Lady Gaga's.
But I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm seriously going to do it. I'm going to make it happen.
We're going to do it.
But what are we going to call you? Okay, if anyone out there has any ideas for what to call Steve Dez fans.
The Desi fans. that sounds gay.
Comment somewhere or something. Let us know.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. I have absolutely no idea.
Stevies.
The Stevies. Hey, my little Stevies. That sounds ridiculous.
The Designators.
The Icelanders.
Damn. No.
No. I don't know. Help me out, people. Help me out. But that's your job. As well, okay. Because that's what you said on the last podcast.
I know. I have to keep my promises.
I always keep my promises, ladies and gentlemen.
You do.
I do. That's how I roll.
Like a, never mind.
like a, never mind.
I feel like my brain is going at this really slow pace right now, where I'm thinking of something and I have good things to say. But then the words aren't coming out.
Mm.
And I can't describe what I'm trying to say still.
How were your shows?
My shows?
Yeah.
What shows?
The shows at the Magic.
Ah, okay. Carry That Tune was awesome. We had really, really good reviews and yeah, super good. Then I did one called High School Ghost Story that my friend Trace Oakley wrote and directed.
Question with those things. Do they record those?
No, we kind of... we can. Like, you can, people, if like someone wants a video of it, like say I want it videoed, I could have you come in and tape it, and as long as the director and producer are okay with that.
Why don't you do that and like use that stuff to your for your reel?
I am trying.
You are trying.
I am. Yeah, they taped Carry That Tune, and so I need the footage of it, but it hasn't been sent out to everyone yet, so I'm just waiting on it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm definitely going to use stuff from it. I mean, I'm not really acting in there or in that show, really.
Are you singing?
But singing, yeah. Mm. I'm definitely going to use it.
Yeah, use it. I'm telling you. I'm just saying, I'm just thinking here of material stuff. So I know you need to get a reel together.
I need to get several reels together.
Yeah.
I need an acting reel. I need a dance reel. I need a choreography reel.
Lots of reels.
Real.
But you have to put your hand in the game, girl. And
get your head in the game. Gotta get your head in the game.
Don't even talk about that song. Actually, I worked a long time ago. I was in high school, and I got my friend. She worked at this place called Party Group for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they did is, like, dress up for, like, different types of, like, they say if they had a Barney Disney, a Disney party, like, they would, the girls from that group would dress up as princesses, and they would go to a party and pretend they're princesses or whatever, and they'd just be in the party for, like, an hour or two or whatever, how long it is that they got hired for. She contacted me because they wanted somebody, you know, like me. That's really like, I don't give a fuck. I just go and do stuff.
Just out there and crazy.
And especially entertainment. Like, I just like doing that, especially with kids. I love kids. And they hired me to do this musical, high school musical bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was Corbin Blue. Like, I was going to have this big ass afro.
And
like you don't even know how many times I was rehearsing and like making all these moves and things and like when it was finally showtime, like the day of came, they canceled.
What?
And we never did High School Musical ever.
That sucks.
Like right there. And I was like, what the fuck? Really? I did all this stuff. And then I ended up just being like, either I was hosting the thing, not that many times, because the majority of the time was the guy that owned the company.
Mm-hmm.
He loved hosting. And so I was either hosting sometimes, sometimes I DJ'd as well, or I would be the
DJ Diz.
DJ Diz. DJ.
The bass.
Well, back in that time, I was DJ Stitch. That was my thing.
Because
everybody back in that day used to call me Stitch because of the character Lilo and Stitch. They're like, hey, Stitch, what's up? Stitch. Hey, Stitch. And they're like, DJ Stitch.
Oh, my gosh. You are kind of like Stitch.
Mawabanga. I don't know how he talks. I never seen that movie.
You've never seen it? And you had your little DJ name after it?
DJ Stitch. But that was because everybody started calling me for no reason.
We're going to have to fix that, Steve. We're going to have to watch Lilo and Stitch.
Well, it's on Netflix.
Well, then turn it on.
Well, guess who doesn't have internet? What? Bringing it back. Bringing it back because Time Warner sucks. Oh, guess who has internet now?
What? It's on? Time Warner is
Time Warner is awesome, dude. Time Warner is the best cable company in the entire world. Shout out to Time Warner for their awesome bomb internet. Not like that sucky crap for AT&T.
Steve Dez is a suck up.
Right? That's what you gotta do in life. You know, you gotta suck up. That's how you're gonna make it in this industry. You gotta suck up and you cannot give a fuck. Because if you give
this is just getting more and more sexual as you go. Don't give a fuck. Just suck up.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that way. But since you put it that way, you nasty ruckus, then we are gonna talk about it that way. Yo, so don't give a fuck. Suck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know there's a sugar daddy website?
No.
I didn't know about this.
When? How did you find this, Steve?
Okay, I have a friend. I say this story a million times on the podcast, but I have a friend. Short story short. short story short. That's funny. short story short, basically, she gave herself a limited amount of time to make it in the business, which was, I think it was 4 months or so, and she didn't make it. And, of course.
4 months?
Yeah.
How are you going to make it in 4 months?
Yeah, you know, whatever. She, that's why, that's her. And then she ended up doing porn. And, but before she did all that, she had sugar daddies and things like that. And the sugar daddies she had, like, I immediately asked that question. Because, especially at that point in my life, I was, like, trying to consider different avenues to keep on exploring, you know, to keep on maintaining the life I have over here in L.A. Because I didn't have that much resource money-wise. And she, I'm like, how do you even come about on finding a sugar daddy? But in the back of my head, thinking of, like, I want to get a sugar mama, you know? And but basically, she said there's a website for it. And, like, I think she told me the website at that time. I don't remember it, but I'm pretty sure it's really easy to find. And, but it's basically for that.
Wow.
And, but it, the thing, at least what she told me, is that the website, it is mainly or strictly to women getting sugar daddies instead of, like, guys getting sugar mamas.
But I'm sure that that has to exist somewhere, too.
Maybe, but I think is if it is, it's pretty hard to find because I've been looking.
Well, if I was rich, I know.
So the only thing, the only resource I have is to go to Santa Anita. Is it? I think Santa Anita. That is like the horse racing place, and just getting there and be like, hey, I'm looking for a sugar mama, and just shouting until somebody just comes and be like, hey, you look cute, come over here.
Oh, you have some Latin flavor. I like that.
I was actually, because I was helping one of my mentors, Mr. Rick Gifford. He was my acting for the class, acting for the camera class teacher. He's an amazing guy, and he inspires me like crazy because that dude is working. Like,
yeah.
He was recently on the Marvel Agents of the Shield, which is the new show. Yeah, he's been in Grey's Anatomy. He's been in Suburgatory. He's been in so many different shows. And I help him out with his reel to get his clips and all that stuff together. And he recently did this movie called Cougar Inc., and it's basically about kids that they're in high school. You're putting a sticker in your forehead. Great. Nice. she just put a sticker in her forehead, guys. Just for the guys listening. So basically, there's this movie called Cougar Inc. And there is kids that they basically make a business out of that. Out of like sleeping with older women. And they're like getting checks. Like mad checks. Because they're rich old women that they're... boyfriends are either agents or people that basically, you know, they're old people and they probably don't have that fling anymore sexually or whatever, and they just sleep with all these young kids, and like and the kids get mad paper off of it.
Wow.
I didn't see the entire movie because I was just looking for a scene and stuff in the movie, but I was like, see, that's the type of life I wanted to have at one point. I don't want it anymore, guys. Just to be clear, I don't want that anymore. But ladies,
you can
go to stevedes.com if you're a cougar. If you're a cougar, go to stevedes.com. And remember, I'm not interested, but you can send me an email. You can send me an email, you know, and I can email back and forth. I'm not saying I'm interested. I'm just saying we can email back and forth. That's all I'm saying.
And you can transfer money to his bank account, you know?
I got a PayPal. It's pretty easy to make deposits there. I will get it the next day, guaranteed, no matter if it's a Sunday or a Saturday. Like, I will get it. I'm not saying I'm interested, but go to stevedes.com, contact me.
He's not interested, but please.
So you finished with your smoothie.
Yeah.
Mistake your face.
It's cute. I've been playing with them the whole time we've been talking because they're so shiny and rainbow colored. And so, yes.
Yeah, that's what I use on my thank you cards.
Oh, well, next time you write a thank you card, you should just write a note right here across my forehead. in like permanent marker, mm-hmm. and then send me in the mail.
You should start selling a service like, hey, I will put things in my forehead for $10. send me whatever you want, and I'll put it in my forehead.
I don't think that many of the things I would actually want to put on my forehead. I feel like they'd be like, here's a dead squirrel. Put it on your forehead. Here's like a bottle of semen. Put it on your forehead.
Be like, no weird shit and no sexual shit. And then you will only have logos. You'd be like, Facebook.com.
Oh, like I can advertise. Yeah. Okay, I like that. There's, I thought you were just doing stuff like, have you been like on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, have the accounts like, stuff on my bunny. No. And that's their account. And it's just like pictures of their rabbit, their bunny rabbit. And they're like, a bunny rabbit with a hot dog bun on him. My bunny rabbit with a sock or whatever, just like stupid shit on a bunny. That's what I thought.
But it starts like that, and then it ends up being a business. This guy made a ton of money because he's bald, mm-hmm. and what he did was advertising on his head. So this dude will walk an entire day with his head. There will be a company logo or something, and he made this website off of it, and he just became, that's his job now. All he does is that.
That's cool.
He's like walking around town.
Okay,
going
so you
Starbucks.
Know you can contact me if you would like me to advertise anything on my forehead. Yes.
Where can they contact you?
They can contact me on Twitter at hey, we're gonna bring this back to the last podcast I did. Find me on Twitter at AVERIYOREK.
There you go. And for other sugar mamas out there, again, I'm not interested, but you can go to stevedes.com/contact, and we can email back and forth.
Oh, I also have a website now. I forgot.
You have a website now.
It's not like I'm still working on it. It's not pretty yet. It looks kind of crappy, but it's at least up, and I'm, you know.
Are you doing it yourself?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I'm constantly getting some more stuff on there, so that's cool. So I have a website now. It's not like anything fancy. It's just that, damn it. I just made it 2 days ago. I don't know what it is. It's at about.com/Avery.
About.com/Avery?
Yeah.
I'm going to check
it
right now.
I think that's what it is. And that might not be what it is. We'll see.
Whoa, everybody, go and check out that. Her on Twitter and on her website that she's
making.
And
on Vine and on Instagram.
What's your Vine and Instagram?
My Vine is Avery Quinn York. So AVERIQUINNYOREK. And my Instagram is at Avery York.
And if you say something nice to her, she will comment to you back.
I will. I will actually reply because I'm cool like that.
She's cool like that. I saw recently you... He responded to his kid.
Yes, this kid on Vine was like, she should marry me. And I was like, hey, buddy, where's my ring?
And the other kid that said, oh, she looked bad. She looked bad for a second there. Spend the bottle on.
So funny. I wanted to be like, oh, thank you for the compliment for the 1 second.
I feel sometimes like I even, just because my sense of humor is like, I watch so much comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard for me to laugh sometimes. So every time I see like the old bits, now that you can save and stuff, and like mm-hmm. that way makes it so much easier. So that way you can upload like once a day or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
however often you want to upload. But basically, every time I was looking at the bits again, I was like, this is not that funny.
Right? That's what I kept thinking, too.
I was like, this is not...
They were so funny when we were doing
them. Yeah,
watched it once, and it was funny. And then, like, the more times I see it, the more I'm just like, these are really boring. And so then, I wonder if they're really funny to other people or if they really are boring
then,
and we just...
But then you see, like, boom, like, it gets crazy. Because, for example, that one about the stealing the phone one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember when we did that, like, we were just laughing.
Rolling on the floor.
We're just rolling on the floor laughing. But when I saw it on Vine, I'm like, it's not that funny.
Right.
But then, bam, it got popular. So I guess it's working.
Have any of our videos been, like, featured or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah. That one got featured. The one that you're dancing,
mm-hmm.
That one's featured. The one that I did with Christina about white couples and black couples got uh-huh. featured. Like, we're getting there. We're definitely getting there. They're, you know, we're getting hit and miss. Like, there's some that don't get featured at all.
Yeah.
But, again, it's just going to make us better. And we just started.
Right.
And we're getting all this crazy attention and traffic.
Right.
Like, I am telling you. We just got to stick with it, keep on doing it, and the good things are going to roll on. The good things are already rolling on. Same thing with my podcast. Like, I have so much doubts because I'm like, I'm competing against people that they've been doing this for the past 4 years. And I'm just getting into this. But ever since I started my podcast, like after 6 episodes, I got endorsed by the company Audioboo FM in England that they have over 12 million listeners. And they're like, hey, we love your show. We saw it on iTunes and we want you here. And I'm
That's so cool. And
I'm like, whoa. And after like 6 episodes only. And I'm like, whoa, like great things are happening. And now, the podcast is growing little by little. I'm getting sponsors little by little, but I'm getting them. And yeah, it's great. Like it's really fun to see when things happen. But the only way things happen if you're consistent.
Right.
If you keep auditioning, yeah, there's going to be roles that they're not going to give you and you're going to feel like shit because you're like, oh, I wanted that one or whatever. It's going to pay a lot of money or whatever it was. The reason you were going to book it. But if you just keep on doing it, you're going to book something. You're
right.
Eventually going to book something. And same with podcasts. If you keep doing it, eventually something's going to happen. Vine, same thing. Like, it's like a singer, for example. A singer for Soulja Boy. Give you the most extreme example, Soulja Boy. He made one song that was a hit. The Soulja Boy, I been a hunk. That dude, off of that song, he's still making mad money because he made one hit. And now he's making crap music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really bad. Like, honestly, I don't get why people listen to his stuff anymore. But there's still people listening to him.
Right.
Because he already reached...
Because they like that one song.
Yeah, they like that one song. And he reached his audience.
Right.
So that's why I'm trying to make you and make everybody from our group reach. I want you to reach your audience. I want Shane to reach his audience. I want Shoney to reach his audience. I want myself to reach my audience. But I also want us to share our audience as well.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's awesome about it because it's just like people, there's going to be people
sharing
I just going to love you. And there's going to be people I just love Shoney. There's going to be people I just love me. But then the
no,
good
Steve.
Thing about us, there's going to be people I just love us, you know?
No one's going to love you.
No one's going to love me?
Never.
Never? Because I don't have a sticker on my forehead like a crazy person?
Exactly.
I'm not opening my third eye.
Oh, I do kind of feel like I have 3 eyes. But I already have glasses on, too. So I'm already at 4 eyes. So now I have 5.
You got 5 eyes.
Yes.
Well, with those 5 eyes, we've reached the conclusion of this podcast.
No!
No! We can keep going, but it's just... We have shit to shoot. We have to shoot
stuff.
We do. Yeah, we have to shoot stuff.
And by shoot, we mean film, not shoot as in point a gun at something.
No, I have a couple guns that...
Oh, we're really going to shoot... Oh, okay, never mind, guys, never mind. We're going to... Don't worry, we're not murdering anything.
I mean, I thought we were going to take the bit to the next level. You were going to dance and we were going to shoot you with paintballs in the ass.
Oh, yeah, so then it's like, oh my God, look at her booty shake. Oh, wow, cool. Now it's got pink spots on it, too. Even cooler.
Yeah, and then you show the marks, jackass style.
Yes.
And you see, look, that's purple there.
Oh, speaking of something jackass style, y'all be ready to notice some terrible, painful comedy coming up soon. And you know what? If I'm not alive on Sunday, you know, just make sure that you tune in to... Shane's YouTube and stuff, and you know, make sure I didn't die in vain.
When are you shooting?
Saturday evening.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not saying what I'm doing yet. All I can say is it's probably going to involve me barfing, crying, and possibly needing to go get my stomach pumped.
You're shooting that on Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So.
It's happening. Hey, you called
it.
You're the one that wanted to shoot that.
I know, and I'm regretting it more and more by the minute. But I'm going to do it. I'm not backing out. It's going to be great. But it's
everybody, go to youtube.com/woodandsteel and check it out. That's one of my sketch groups that I'm in. Shane's a great guy. I love that dude. He's awesome. He's going to make an awesome video. He's a great editor, a great DP, great director. So,
and I am a mess. So, you know, that equals good comedy for the whole family.
Pretty much. Well, is there anything you want to plug, Avery, besides all the things you plugged before?
Just
plug everything. Just plug.
Plug. Okay. Follow me on Twitter at @AveryYorek. Follow me on Instagram, @AveryYorek. Follow me on Vine, @AveryQuinnYorek. And if you want to add me on Facebook, you can try, but I probably won't accept it if I don't know you. So there.
There you go. A lot of spelling. So all y'all that failed the spelling bee, I am so sorry for y'all. And that's why I make it simpler. So you don't have to, like, grab a pen and paper at that moment where Avery's spelling and going, like, oh, I got to – let me write this down real quick. Because you – the only thing you have to do is go to stevedesk.com/stevedeskisland, where my podcast's at. And there, everything is broke down there. I put all the links, everything you need to know about this episode, future episodes, past episodes, is there. Go to stevedesk.com if you want to find more stuff about – and I want to thank Avery for coming again and doing this podcast.
Woo!
Hell yeah. You get a high five,
yes,
girl.
Yes. Thank you, Steve, for having me again.
No problem. Yeah, man. And guys, thank you for tuning in this week to listen to the new Steve Dest Island podcast. I'll see you next time with a brand new podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Dest Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedest.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dest on Twitter at SteveDestTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDestShow. See you next time.